The past several months, we have received reports of counterfeit bills being received by not only the businesses in town, but many private individuals, such as at yard sales, or if you're selling something on eBay and you meet someone at a local business to do the trade for your item for the money, and you discover the money they gave you was maybe part of it or all of it counterfeit. It's been a real uptick for us in the last several months, and I think we're... I wrote down a couple of statistics here that in June we had 44 reports of counterfeit money that came in, both from businesses and private individuals. That counterfeit money consists of all the way from as small as a $5 bill up to the $100 bills. The bills themselves are coming in that are, some are a little harder to detect, but many of them are just, you can see just by looking at it that it's a counterfeit bill. From our perspective, you wonder, how can they miss that? But I think we have to remember that I'm sitting in an office as a police officer with all this experience, and I'm looking at it. I'm not a 16 or 17-year-old checkout girl, maybe by myself at a local gas station or even at Walmart with a line of people all the way back, and thinking I'm just going to get it out here and don't want to confront that subject, don't want to slow my line down. There's many reasons that a person who may suspect it at the beginning just continues to take it and just hope it just goes to the next place unnoticed. Like I said, we had 44 reports in June. I did not see what the value of that was, though I didn't have time for that right away this morning. But I will say we've had conducted some investigation. We have been able to execute 2 search warrants at locations in the city of Clinton that were related to counterfeit bills. I think we pretty much know where they were being produced here in Clinton, and maybe even who is mainly responsible for that, because I will say that from July 10th through the 17th, there's been no reports. Our search warrants were executed on the 10th and a little bit before. We got the right place. We got the right people. So, but the case is still under investigation, and I'm just saying at this point, we hit the right spot. Now, whether we'll get some good arrests out of that, I'm not sure. We've contacted the Secret Service. Their threshold is pretty high. They don't have the manpower, the resources to come to Clinton and worry about a $100 bill. They're working in the hundreds of thousands of dollars before they have a real interest. But we've contacted them. They have an interest in Clinton, especially since we have made some good progress and developed some leads. And hopefully that they'll come in and assist us with some further investigation down in the future. So,
do you have to have them involved since they handle that to make these charges? Or is there something local you can charge these suspects?
Because
you have somebody in mind. Or is there something you can do if the Secret Service doesn't want to come in?
Yes. There are some local state charges. I can't say what those are off the top of my head without looking in the book, the code book, the Iowa code. We would like it to go federal because the federal time is much more, if you're given 120 months, you're doing 120 months. The federal system here, it may not be as harsh. But there are charges available to us out there. Again, we're still looking into, there's still a lot for us to prove. I'm saying we hit a couple places. It has stopped. That tells us something. But to say this specific individual made or passed, we're not at that point, but we're working on it very diligently.
This going cycles, I mean, it seemed like it's kind of the biggest uptick in recent memory for you.
In my recent memory, it's the biggest uptick we've had. I think over the years, the technology and the information on how to produce a counterfeit bill by the general public is out there because of the internet. The technology to produce it, such as printers, the ink is cheap, the printers are now cheap, computers are now cheap. Everything is coming together to make the counterfeiting of U.S. currency so much easier to do. Said you can look up on how to do it, and then you can go out and for under $100 buy the equipment to do it. Now, will it be the quality of a professional out of a bigger city? No, but look what it's done in the city of Clinton.
If this still goes on, somebody sees something, what should they do? How should they check? Say, you know, you mentioned that. Something simple they can do. I know. See a lot of stores now with the pens, but are there other things too?
There are things, as you mentioned, Dave, the pens that are out there that are relatively cheap off online or at a local store or office supply store, that if you put a mark with this pen on the bill, if the bill is counterfeit, it should leave a dark black mark. If it's not, it should leave no mark. That works most of the time, but it's not foolproof. There are also little machines that you can buy relatively cheap online that have a black light inside of them and also have little guides printed on the machine. So if you put the bill underneath this black light, you will be able to see the security strip that's inside the bill. And you can also be sure that the security strip is in the right spot, because most new bills 10 and above have this security strip, but they're in different spots. A $10 bill is always here. A $20 bill is always here. So if someone took a $10 bill, washed it, and reprinted it to $100, that strip is still going to be where the $10 bill is. And that's one way, if you put this in this little light box, you'll see this should have been a 10, but it's actually $100. What to do at that point, of course, always call us. If you have the subject there, this is all in we do not want you to get hurt. We don't want you to confront people, but if you were to say, "Ma'am, sir, this is counterfeit, I'm going to have to keep this and we're going to call the police," many times that makes the people passing it leave. If it's you or me that are passing, we're going to, "Well, I didn't know. You know, call the police. I want to report it too." But the people that are passing that know it's bad are going to want to get out of there immediately. If there's an instance when they do walk away or grab it back or you give it back, try to get a good description of the person, starting from the top to the bottom. She is approximately 6 foot. They have this color hair, balding or short, long. What is he wearing as far as a shirt, an outer coat, an inner shirt, his pants, his shoes? If you can, safely, watch where they're going. Did they walk northbound on a certain street? Did they go out to a car? Did they leave in a car? What's the description of the car? Is it a blue sedan? Is it a four-door? Do you know what model it is? Is it a Chevy Caprice? If you can, get the license number or a partial license number, try to get that. Again, get as much as you can, but keeping yourself safe. Don't confront somebody. Don't put yourself in a position where you feel you're going to be hurt. But get as much as you can to help us proceed and continue in fighting this crime.